Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, November 1st, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you this morning by Little Travis Disposal, texting with Arvin, the owner. He's down 76 pounds on Missy's program, and he said, man, it is cold out here. Yes, we have lost our insulation. I'm experiencing the exact same thing, brother. I'm going to get you a pair of these thin thermals that I bought at Costco. They're size large. They hold your body heat in, both the shirt and the pants. Long Johns type of thermals, thin, body heat 32 is the company, and they work great. So I will get you a pair and bring them up to you there in Harbor Springs and make sure you don't freeze to death. I know a lot of others are mentioning the same thing. He goes, man, it is so cold out here, and it's only October. He's got to buy a new winter jacket. So greatly appreciate if you guys would switch over your trash pickup to Little Travis Disposal. Arvin and the guys over there, hardworking patriots, have been with us from the beginning, and greatly appreciate him. Give him a call at the office. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. 231-487-0780. You're already paying for trash pickup. Why not switch to a company that supports this show and this radio station? I beg you, please, give them a call. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. If you call and they're not in your area yet, they will be. So ask them to put you on the list. For example, Onaway. I know a lot of you out there in Onaway would love to have patriots picking up your trash. Great guys, hardworking. They are fantastic trash service, and they are supportive of the communities. I hooked him up with Bob Kramer from Tuscarora Township. He's going to be handling their trash day recycling in the spring there in Tuscarora Township. So definitely part of the communities, and I greatly appreciate if you guys would switch your trash pickup to them. Again, 231-487-0780. Or just text me LTD, Little Travis Disposal, and I'll text you back the link. Give them a call. Tell them I sent you. I got numerous text messages late last night coming from state representatives and others from Lansing. Many of you have gotten some text messages already. We're going to get into this. As they have put tentatively on the House agenda, it's already been passed in the state Senate. These bills have been sent over to the House, and they are in italics for the agenda for today. Italics means that they're pending. They haven't been actually slated yet to be voted on, but could be later today. They go into session, I believe, at 1 o'clock. Folks, you will not believe what they passed in the Senate and sent to the House for possible passage this week, today or tomorrow. Unbelievable. Dr. Jeff in the House in the next segment. Text me your questions for the vet. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Down. All right.
Yep, I gotcha. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, November 1st. November is here. As usual, it's Dr. Jeff. He's shuffling some papers around on his desk there. We'll get him organized here in a second. and bringing mine into show. And we've got an update regarding Polar. Let's talk about Polar right out of the gate. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's going on with Miss Polar?
Well, Polar has been adopted. It was made official this morning. Dr. Haley, my associate, is going to take her home.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, is that too cool or what?
Yep. Yep. She's got she lives out in the country, so she's got room for her to roam. And then the benefit with the dogs like these too is, you know, human interaction. So she can bring them to a lot of my staff, bring their dogs to work with them. So she's actually here right now in the other office.
Too cool. That is great. Yes, I figured somebody in the office there might fall in love with her. She's such a sweet animal. And did you guys notice her personality? Is it a little bit different than that breed typically?
Yeah, she is a more of a, I don't want to say pet, but she does is attached to people more than like a typical livestock guardian dog you would see. So, but that just goes to show you every breed. When we start talking about breed behaviors, we're going to be talking about, generalities of the breed in whole. But within that breed, you're going to have every kind of dog across the spectrum. You know, where some are going to be a lot more like a pet. She's not, she's kind of funny. She said she tried to let her outside in the rain or wanted to go outside. It was raining the other day to go to the bathroom. She's like, I'm not going out there. It's raining.
So, yeah, she's definitely not going to live outside with livestock. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, it's funny because she came from a young couple with a small baby. I believe the baby is like a year or 2 years old, and they're expecting having another baby and live in a subdivision type setting there in Traverse City. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that particular breed and that particular animal was not a good fit for the family.
No.
And you took her in and performed a surgery, and she's restored and she's heading home today, you're saying?
Yep, she's Doc's been taking her home the last few days, just giving her a trial run. So, you know, for about the last week, really, and just so she doesn't, you know, sit here in a kennel for that time. And then
right.
We decided to make it official today that she's going to keep her.
I got a text message right out of the gate. One of our listeners, Kristen Marcus, he's down in Antrim County in the Elba Highway area. He says, my dog found a deer carcass in the woods and brought its leg back and was chewing on it, and she was very sick the next day. Is it dangerous for them to eat raw deer meat?
Not really. Mostly I would expect you could get a GI upset, especially if they're not used to raw meat or used to things like that. Just as if they got into the garbage or got into something else, they just get a little garbage gut going on.
Gotcha. All right. Another text message coming in. The weather is changing. The temperature's getting cold. What do you recommend for having our dog? It's a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
They know you have German Shepherds. Said, what is the protocol? She lives indoors with us. She goes outside to go to the bathroom, but that's basically it. Is there something we should do as far as prepping her for this cold weather that is coming?
With the German Shepherds, really not as much, because even mine they're getting their winter coat in. Cowboy is like a woolly mammoth right now. And so with the Shepherds, they have this, and dogs, the Shepherds, the Huskies, dogs, they have a double coat, and so they have the long guard hairs on the surface, which is what we see. But if you kind of part it and look down underneath, they got this kind of downy undercoat. And usually by this time of year, they've grown that in. And with the Shepherds, I've never seen an issue with it.
Okay.
And that's one way you can tell, too, if it's working, because I'll see people put pictures on, like, Facebook or whatever, and you'll see a picture of this dog you know, lying out on the outside in the snow, and there's snow building up on the dog, and, you know, they're like, oh, you know, the poor dog, he's outside, there's snow on him. I'm like, no, that's good. Just like with your house, if there's snow on your roof, that's good. That means your insulation is working. It's the dogs that are outside and there's no snow on them. Those are the ones you worry about because it's not, they're not keeping that heat inside.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Jeff, we are definitely not connected to your headset. We're hearing a bunch of background noise. I got another text message here. Says, we are thinking about changing dog foods. We normally buy a certain brand at Costco, lamb and rice, but they stopped carrying it, and they said that the cost of lamb had gone up so much. We are looking at going to another food that they offer. Also, it's weight reduction. Does that change the amount of food we should feed our dog when we switch over? What do you recommend? There we go. We got you now.
There we go. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's calories are calories. So even if you're changing it to something different, usually start in the bag. You'll have a recommendation. I would actually start with whatever volume you're feeding the old food. I would continue feeding the new food the same volume and see how the dog responds and kind of adjust accordingly from there.
Gotcha. Now, is that a big deal, changing from lamb and rice over to a different formula? Do they like mix? I normally mix mine like 50-50 for a few days until their stomach gets used to it. Is that recommended?
Yeah, you wouldn't hurt to mix for a few days. And like I said, the biggest thing, you might have some diarrhea or some loose stool or something like that. And as long as, and if they have the loose stool, as long as they're a happy dog, okay, they're still eating, they're still acting okay. If you wanted to feed them rice or mix some cooked rice in with it for a few days, that would also help roll back in that GI upset too.
Okay. And you know, I've heard that before. What is it about rice that helps calm their stomach?
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it does have, I think it has to do with some of the starches in it, but it just kind of helps settle the stomach. It's easier on that. And I know over in more of the, you might call the rice cultures, more of the, you know, India and China and the Asia like that, that they use that a lot to treat GI upsets. It's like their first, my personal doctor, it was from India, and when I was having an upset, anyway, he's like, yeah, go ahead and eat. And that's what he said. This is one of the things we do first thing right away is, you know, eat some rice. Or if it's something you're upset enough, you can't even eat the rice, cook the rice and then take the water you cook the rice in and drink that.
Oh, very good. That way some of those starches are coming into the broth, if you will, and helping as well. I got another text message. Man, everybody's ready for you today. said that they noticed that when their dog went out, wanted to run into the woods, got a hold of a scent, not sure what it was. Is there any particular animals that are on the move right now that we should be extra cautious of?
Well, right now you're getting into the rut. And so, yeah, so the deer are starting to move around a lot more. That's certainly one thing. And it would also kind of depend on where you live at. If you're up here in UP, you got, you know, wolves. But of course we got coyotes on both sides of the bridge now too. And actually I think they've had a couple wolf sightings below the bridge as well.
Right.
And, yeah, so you want to be a little careful because you don't know what, it could be anything from a squirrel to something that could be, you know, but the bears are still moving around. They're not quite denned up yet. You know, the deer are obviously really active right now. And, you know, and then, of course, you got, you know, the predator, fox, wolves, you know, coyotes.
Right. All the other stuff that's out there as well.
Yep.
Just said it was unusual that she doesn't normally go chasing after anything in the woods, but something definitely got her scent. So,
yep.
All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you, too, as we're heading into the winter now, things are a little bit different. I know you're doing annual checkups, semi-annual checkups. You're doing dental cleaning. You're offering all those services. What additional services are you doing now that people perhaps hearing for the first time, or now that they're, you know, aware of your farm days are going on Thursdays? Explain that process to everybody.
Well, right now we're doing, I'm doing some limited farm calls at the moment just because I kind of had to carve out some time. And sure. Right now we're doing them on Thursday afternoons. We do all animals too, so it's not just horses, though that's the vast majority of what I do is equine.
Yep.
So now dentals, okay, get the teeth ready going into winter because they're going to be eating, they're going to be eating hay and not the soft grass. Especially the older horses, you want to make sure that they can actually chew that grain up or chew that hay up so they can actually get the nutrition from it. You're going to want to check a fecal going into winter, make sure that you're not feeding more than, you know, just your horse going through the winter. Another thing for the horse people is bots, nasal bots, and gastric bots. These is, if anybody's ever has a horse and you look, you see the little yellow fly eggs is what they are that wind up in the horse's legs and everything through the summer.
Mm.
What will happen, the horse will nuzzle or whatever, groom itself, and ingest those eggs, and then the larva actually grow inside the stomach and can cause problems. So recommend I at least deworm my horses twice a year, going into spring and coming out of summer, just to get rid of any bot fly larva that happen to be there, because those will not show up in a fecal sample. So we just assume they've got them. So other than that, with the dogs, just, you know, make sure you're, you know, they're healthy. You know, we're doing dentals right now. And, just kind of getting everything buttoned up. And then for all our snowbirds that are getting ready to head down south, remember, you're going down south now. You're not going to have the benefit of winter getting rid of the mosquitoes and the fleas and the ticks. So make sure that you are having your flea control, your tick control, you know, and your heartworm control when you head down to, like I said, Michigan's Third Peninsula, Florida.
So. Right. Yes, absolutely. A lot of folks heading down that way. And the other thing about that that we experienced short time we were down there, major tick issues down in Florida compared to here in northern Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you get further south you go. I mean, again, you lose the benefit of the cold. And the ticks and fleas, just they're just a year-round, you know, issue down there. And
right, just, absolutely, absolutely. Yep. Well, we got two other text messages real quick. I wanted to know if you're going to be changing your hours at all for the winter.
Nope. Holding the same hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Very yep. good. And then last question, they're looking at the possibility of a surgery. Their vet is quoting them a ridiculous number that they can't afford. They've been thinking about the option of possibly having to put the animal down. Mm. They wanted to know if you'd be willing to give a second opinion.
Sure. Yeah, I'm always willing to do a second opinion. So,
okay.
And sometimes it's good to have more than one set of eyes, even with me too. So I've got my other two doctors that I work with, and you know, sometimes we can get on one track, you know, just like a hound dog, you get on that one track, and sometimes it's helpful to have another doctor looking over his shoulder and go, hey, wait a minute, well, what about this? And you go, oh yeah, you know. So that's right. why I really like, I mean, I've practiced by myself before, but I really like practicing with multiple doctors because we can, you know, bounce stuff off each other.
Brainstorm back and forth.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number. Please store it in your phone in case of an emergency. The number is 906-635-5910. Just text me, Jeff, and I'll text you the link to the office. Thank you, sir. We'll be in touch next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bottom of the hour news break. More from Lansing. We'll be right back.